Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we hope this helps you this the next couple hours. Alana Pratt with us, Ivy League graduate, an author, relationship coach. She's the go-to authority for those who have suffered heartbreak and loss and are ready to rebuild their lives in healthy and positive ways and emerge from lockdown with a new lease on life. Certified coach with nearly 5 million viewers on YouTube. Alana offers very private group sessions, online coaching programs. If you're single, if you're in a relationship, to help clients develop a healthy, intimate relationship in themselves first, which naturally attracts and enhances their ideal partnerships. Alana Pratt, first time on Coast to Coast. Hi, Alana.
Oh, it is great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, George.
I'm looking forward to this. What a tough time for a lot of people, huh?
Right, yeah.
This lockdown is something else. And how do they cope?
The idea of all of this forced upon us. We used to think we had control of our lives. Nope.
No, sir.
And, right? This idea of, like, I need certainty on the outside to feel okay on the inside. And that's been taken away. So we have to find certainty, safety, on the inside now. And that's tough for a lot of people.
I had mentioned that divorces are up, suicides are up. Can we blame COVID-19 and the lockdown for that?
It's a catalyst of something I think was always going on under the surface anyways. It's certainly what I find in my practice, that we've been able to just make it work with Facebook. Just go on Facebook and avoid my problems. Or of course, there's a lot of other, like obesity or drugs or you know, the list goes on. And when there isn't a global pandemic, you know, we can sort of cope with our avoidance mechanisms. But when something is intense, as COVID and the loss of life and jobs and freedom, we can't escape anymore. So we have to absolutely address the elephant in the living room, you know, head on. And that requires we have to feel, we have to slow down and feel, face our, you know, face our feelings. And most of us haven't been trained on how to do that, which leads to, I'm out of here, let's just get a divorce, or I'm literally out of here, off the planet. Yeah.
Do you find that couples get divorced if they don't have children?
Well, I think that is an excuse to go, okay, well, let's make this work more,
right,
you know, for the children. But I grew up with parents that, you know, I wish they got a divorce, George.
Really?
I did not. Oh, well, yeah, I got taught all the unhealthy things about a relationship. So I wish they would have had the courage to bless and release each other and consciously uncouple. Then I could have had like four parents who were kind and loved each other rather than two that fought all the time. But I do think it is a bit of an easier out if the kids aren't there. But I think the main issue across the board is that people haven't learned how to communicate with themselves, so they can't communicate with another.
You know, my parents were literally matched together by their parents. They basically said, Gabe and Georgette, we want you two to meet each other and get married.
Wow.
They went out and they had a good time and they got married. And they stayed married until my dad died several years ago.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. Every generation has its own pros and cons or challenges and, you know, easier ways. We have independence. We have choice. We have the vote. We, you know, women can fend for themselves and have their own thriving careers. And so that's a positive. And yet I think the challenge comes that we swipe left too quickly. You know, when something gets a little tough, we're out of here. And we haven't learned to, you know, to really have perseverance and resilience and grit. Because the structures aren't there to hold us in the marriage, you know, it's just easy to move on.
How did you get involved in this?
Oh, because I was a hot mess. I had to go to my own counseling, my own therapy.
Really?
Oh, yes. Isn't it that we always need to teach what we need to learn? That's been my experience.
And you just decided you want to do this for a living?
Well, back in the day, 20 years ago, I'm 50 now, so about 20 years ago, I was going through...
You sound 30, by the way.
Say it again?
You sound 30.
Oh, you can just talk to me like that all night. I'm very happy. So yeah, I was in my first marriage, and it wasn't going very well, and I started to go to therapy and workshops, and I was sort of cast, I was brought to the side. They're like, hey, you're good at this. People tell you things they haven't told other people. Sometimes things they haven't even told themselves.
That's
like,
true.
What's going on? And I said, well, I have a great deal of love for humanity. I don't think there's any good in judging people or rejecting them. I'm just a safe place for them to be real. So that started me on my own becoming a coach and going through my own, it was two divorces and a custody battle. I've been through some interesting experiences, but it makes me real and safe for people not to feel ashamed of their own path so that we can get to the core and heal that shame and guilt. You know, that's the lowest vibration on Hawkins' scale of consciousness, I'm sure you know, is that shame and guilt, and it holds people stuck. But when you can transform that, integrate that, heal that, it can turn into your superpower of like compassion, strength, speaking up. So I learned through the School of Hard Knocks, as well as a lot of different certifications, et cetera. And I think it's just one of the greatest blessings to be that safe place for a person to land and not be judged and sit in the fire with them and get through to the other side.
Are we blaming COVID-19 for all these mishaps that people are having?
Oh, we're always blaming something, aren't we?
Yeah.
So this COVID's the flavor of the day to blame for everything. But I see life as your point of view creates your reality. So if you want to see the glasses half full, and so it is, half empty, and so it is. So COVID's the blame it all, fine. But we can also look at the blessings that COVID has brought. And that's my point of view. I get to choose my point of view, so that's my point of view. I think COVID is an invitation to slow down, feel our feelings, face what we have been avoiding in ourselves and been avoiding in our relationships.
Well, I mean, it is true that COVID-19 with the lockdown has kind of forced us to do things or look at things in a different way. That's happening.
That. Yeah, I love that it's forced us. We often go along on an autopilot with life, with work, with kids, with marriage, with the whole thing. And then we're dead. And then it's the end. And this has given us a chance to wake up and go, hey, is this actually what I choose? Am I actually in charge, or am I going to be a big old victim of my circumstances? How can I pivot? What else is possible? I'm not going to let this stop me. So what inside me is ready to emerge that only because of COVID, that's the catalyst to wake something up in me and lean in to the discomfort, ask more questions, hang out with more positive people, and see it as a gift.
We should have you talk to some government leaders, though, Alana, because some of the things they've implemented are just so outrageously crazy. Right. I mean, here's an example.
Tell me.
You can go into a restaurant. You must wear your mask.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get to your table, you can take your mask off. Now,
COVID doesn't exist when you sit.
That's right. Now, you cannot have a live piano player in the restaurant that used to have.
Oh.
But you can hear piped in music. That's okay. Jeez. Now, is the piano player going to give you COVID? Is that why they're not there anymore? I just don't get it.
No. I think there's so much chaos and fear-based decision-making that these crazy behaviors, I've heard of other ones at the beach, you can stand at the beach but not sit, or sit but not stand.
Yeah, you can't sit at a bar, but you can sit at a table.
Right. I think it's a sad time for people trying to create laws that give a sense of safety for people when it's just insanity. So I agree, total craziness out there, insanity out there. And again, we get to choose how we react or respond to it. Are we going to just have a good laugh, look at the bright side, make the best of it, or complain all day long? I mean, I've got a precious finite amount of energy every day, and I choose to not allow another to get my goat. I choose to not even let crazy laws, even though it takes a couple deep breaths, to take me off my center. And I see it as just 10 more push-ups, you know, just more spiritual practice. And we're all being invited into a lot of deep breathing these days. But we can do it. We can rise. And we can't do it alone. I don't think we can do it alone. So thank you for this program. And thank me for showing up for my community. And thank everybody who's willing that together we can get through it. But alone, go in there and help those people that are avoiding or distancing, because that can be a very scary place.
We're going to take calls with Alana next hour. Those of you that are feeling the lockdown issues, share your stories with us. I feel sorry, Alana, I always have, for homeless people, but more so now than ever before. I mean, especially in the L.A. area, you see them under bridges, living in cardboard boxes and tents. And it's not easy.
No. And it's easier for people to shut their heart and look the other way. So thank you for your bravery to feel and face that. And what can we do about that?
What would you say is the biggest issue with this lockdown today, based on what you've seen?
It's the lack of touch. The lack of connection, the lack of being in another's space. I mean, I do all my calls
because of masks. Does that contribute to it?
Yeah, I think it does. Like, I've even noticed myself. I'm a happy, connected, you know, vibrant chick. When my mask is on, I stop making eye contact. It's weird.
Even though that's all you can see.
I know, but I've noticed I've lessened my degree because they can't see me smiling. They can't see that I like to smile at everybody. I'm a Canadian. That's what we do.
We love our Canadian neighbors. I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I do too. And I'm noticing, because I can't smile, there's a part of me that feels defeated. So I just don't even look anymore. So I think even the masks create distancing between us. And I think that's the most harmful problem with all of the distancing. And in order to keep our heart open and stay connected when we can't be around people, that's the trick.
Well, with COVID-19, I've learned the masks work to prevent people who are sneezing from getting you, if you've got one and they've got one. But I'm not sure just talking or anything like that is going to really get anybody infected.
I agree. I don't really think they work terribly well.
But they work for the sneezing. Because sneezing, you can hit somebody from 10 feet.
This is true. But it annoys me. It still annoys me, and I have to deep breathe for sure. The idea that we could use another technology like Zoom, even though it's not the same as a hug, nothing's the same as a hug.
Right.
What I do love about the brain is the brain doesn't know any different. If you tell it, okay, right now, see it, think it, feel the emotion and feel the body sensation, and give yourself that time to imagine. I know it's not as fun as a real hug, but even imagining it starts to help the brain to emit those hormones to help you feel that sense of connection again in the meantime, before we get to, you know, hug each other all over again.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.